AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Coast Guard says ships and planes will be back over the southeastern Bahamas today looking for a cargo ship and its 13 crew members that have been missing since Thursday. Ship lost power and communications after getting caught in 30-foot waves caused by Hurricane Joaquin. Joaquin remains an extremely dangerous storm. Bermuda now under a hurricane warning. Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Daniel Brown says a Category 4 storm and its 125-mile-per-hour winds should reach Bermuda by this afternoon.
We do expect strong winds to move across Bermuda later in the day, and there's also the chance of heavy rainfall and some storm surge.
Moisture from Joaquin feeding a coastal storm that has dumped more than a foot of rain on much of South Carolina.
There is severe flash flooding in the Charleston area. And that flooding extends northwestward into the central part of the state. And there's also considerable flooding in the Columbia area.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Linton in Columbia says there have been a number of high water rescues in the counties around the state capital. River flood warnings have been posted in the Carolinas as well as Virginia. Coastal flood watches and warnings also up along the East Coast seaboard all the way to New Jersey. More is being learned about the harrowing minutes inside an Oregon Community College classroom in which 9 people were killed by Christopher Sean Harper Mercer. Pastor Randy Scroggins' daughter Lacey survived unharmed, her body covered by one of the victims.
Well, I've seen that I got her back, but others don't get theirs back. Grateful and in a very unexplained way, guilty.
Investigators say Harper Mercer killed himself as officers arrived at the scene. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has ordered an investigation into an airstrike that killed 19 people in a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports from Kabul that the medical group insists the attack was carried out by U.S. aircraft, while it also denies that Taliban fighters were inside the compound.
Doctors Without Borders seem to be very sure that it was a U.S. airstrike. They had no evidence for that. Footage that AP moved yesterday of the burning building showed AK-47s and Russian-made machine guns sitting on the windows of the burning buildings, and yet Doctors Without Borders are adamant that there were no Taliban in the building at the time.
The Taliban seized Kunduz last Monday, but have since withdrawn from much of the city in the face of a government counterattack. Sporadic battles do continue as troops attempt to clear the remaining pockets of the militants from that northern Afghan city. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.